practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again for another Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, on this Lord's Day. And of course, keep in mind that we've been doing this radio broadcast for many, many years with the purpose of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. My name is Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And today, let's begin the program with an old hymn of the faith entitled, He Hideth My Soul. I think many of you know this. You might even want to sing along with it, He Hideth My Soul.
Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand and covers me. Savior is Jesus my Lord, He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. When clothed His brightness transported, I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand.
Isn't it great to know that as we go throughout the life as Christians, the Lord is there to hide our soul and to cover us with His hand? That's a tremendous song to take into consideration as we begin another Lord's Day. And I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. And if you don't have one to attend, I invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. And of course, we are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street, right here in the Highland Park section of the city. We will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30, our morning service at 10:30, and our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And then every Wednesday, we have our midweek service. And at 6:30, we have a ministry to children and youth, as well as to single mothers. And then at 7 o'clock, we have prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis is leading us through the book of Ephesians. It's a great study, and I would invite you to come on out and to visit us. Certainly, if we can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to contact us. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and I'd love to be able to talk to you about your relationship with the Lord or even pray with you about a matter that's going on in your life. We want to reach out to you in a greater way than just this radio broadcast. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn about our ministry. We have many ministries here at the Faith Baptist Church, and I trust that one of those ministries would be able to be used of the Lord in your life. But obviously, our main desire is that you come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and that you grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, please do so right now. With Christ, you'll spend eternity in heaven. Without Christ, you'll spend eternity in hell, and the choice is yours. Don't put it off. If you've never called upon the name of the Lord to ask Him to save you, I would encourage you to do it today, because you'll never know when you might die. You could die before this broadcast is over. And if you die with the Lord, you'll go to be with Him in heaven. If you die without the Lord, you'll spend eternity without Him in hell. So where do you want to spend eternity? Please, I encourage you, call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you. And if you do that, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church, because we have a little booklet that we'd like to send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Our email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Call us, contact us, write to us if we can help you spiritually speaking. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to produce this radio broadcast and to air it every Sunday morning at this same time on this same radio station. And I thank you for the opportunity that we have to present your word to those who are listening. And Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice right now. Certainly, if there's one who does not know you through faith in your Son Jesus, it's my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them. If they do know you, it's my prayer that they'll grow in Christ. But Father, I just ask and pray truly that you'll take the broadcast and use it for your glory, for your intended purpose, that you might get the praise. And we'll thank you for it all. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Another old hymn of the faith is entitled, Count Your Many Blessings. Let's listen to that song at this time. And as we listen to this piano presentation of the song, Count Your Many Blessings, I would encourage you to focus on the blessings that God has given you this week and count them. Name them one by one, or two by two, or whatever the case. But give God the praise for the many blessings that he has brought into your life as you listen to this song. From the Spiritual Bread Box, we turn to the Old Testament book of the Psalms, Psalm 37, and I'd like to read with you verses 23 through 25, where the Word of God says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed baking bread." That's from the Spiritual Bread Box of the Word of God, Psalm 37, verses 23 through 25. And now before I deliver a message entitled, "Our Help is in the Lord," let's listen to two songs put together as a medley, that is, "Living by Faith" and "Sheltered in the Arms of God." I think this will be a blessing to you as you listen this morning.
Today, what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain, I know my Lord ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith. Sheltering arms, I
by faith and feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast sky. The Master looks on at the strife.
Isn't it a tremendous thing to realize that as we go throughout life that we are sheltered in the arms of God, and that no matter what the circumstances may be, we can go to the Lord for our help? And that's what I want to talk with you about for the next few minutes. My message is entitled, Our Help is in the Lord. And it's taken from Psalm 124, verse 8, where the psalmist says, Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I would encourage you to take some time to read down through Psalm 124, because what we see here is that the psalmist David is praying and seeking God's strength for the nation of Israel that's going through a rough time. Notice how he begins the psalm. He says, If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they had swallowed us up quick with their wrath as it was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. And so what David was saying, that had the Lord not helped Israel, they would have been destroyed. And you know, many times as Christians, we go through difficulties in life, do we not? And many times we feel as though if God wasn't there to help us, we would be destroyed. We would falter. We will fail. And I think in all reality that that is true. But what we can take into consideration is the fact that no matter what it is we face, and listen to me carefully, no matter what it is we face, God is there to help us. Again, look at that eighth verse of Psalm 124. It's a prayer, but it is also a reality where it says, Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. David was praying this prayer, and he recognized that the help that he needed to lead Israel through the dark situations that they were facing at that time came only from the Lord. And you and I need to understand that as well. No matter what it is we are going through, only God can really help us. Oh, we can turn to others and find that there are others there who might comfort us and strengthen us and counsel us, but ultimately our help comes from the Lord. Let me ask a series of questions as it relates to this concept of our help is in the Lord. Number one, why do we need God's help? Well, we need God's help as we go throughout the circumstances of life because we are not sufficient in and of ourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5 tells us that we are not sufficient in and of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of the Lord. You and I need to realize that we cannot save ourselves spiritually, and we cannot get ourselves through the difficulties of life. We need the Lord. We need the Lord for physical situations, spiritual situations, emotional situations, in every way and in everything that we face in life. We need the help and the strength of the Lord. And the sooner we learn that, the better. Sometimes we learn that the hard way because we try to go throughout the circumstances of life by our own strength. And by our own strength, we will fall. We will falter. We will fail. But we need to learn that as soon as a situation comes up that is difficult in their life, that we should turn to the Lord. Our sufficiency is not of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of the Lord. Second question that I want to ask is this. Why is God willing to help us? Well, He is willing to help us because He made us and He knows us through and through. As a matter of fact, I would venture to say that you understand this. I trust that you do. If you don't, just listen to what I'm going to say. And that is the fact that God knows more about us than we know about ourselves. That's right. God knows more about you than you know about yourself. And if you're saying today, I've got a situation that I don't know how to cope with, I've got a situation I don't know how to get through with, well, remember, God knows more about it than what you know. As a matter of fact, back in Psalm 103 and verse 14, it says this, "For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust." God has made us. He knows our frame. He knows how weak we are. He knows that we need His help, and He wants us to call upon Him for the help that He can give. And by virtue of the fact that He is the God of grace and the God of mercy, when we cry unto the Lord and say, "Oh, Lord, help me," He is there to help. He never refuses to help those who call upon Him. The third question that I asked this morning is this. How do we receive God's help? Well, it begins by humbling ourselves before Him and asking Him to help us. You know, I don't know what it is you're going through right now. It may be a physical problem. It may be a spiritual problem. It may be a family problem. It may be a financial problem. Why don't you name it? Why don't you just call it out right now? I know I cannot hear you, but why don't you say, "Pastor Gary, I've got this problem," and name it. And as you say that, take it to the Lord as well. Because you see, the way that we receive God's help is to simply take it to the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, it says this, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." I want to read the sixth verse along with that as well, where it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Whatever the problem is you're facing right now, whatever it is, humble yourself before God. Cast your care upon Him because He cares for you and He has the ability to give you all the strength, all the direction, all the help that you need to get through your situation. Do you realize that? You might be going through a situation this morning and you've turned to others for help and maybe they've been a blessing for you. Maybe they've prayed with you, but maybe they've not been able to help you too much. Yet the reality of it is, no matter what it is you're facing right now, are you hearing me? No matter what it is you're facing right now, God knows all about it. And so humble yourself before Him. Go to God and say, "Lord, this is my problem. I cannot get through this on my own." And cast all your care upon Him. Because you see, He cares more for you than you care for yourself. And because of that, He will give you the strength and the help that you need to go through that situation. God will never forsake us. He never leaves us alone. So if you're going through a difficulty right now and you need the help from God, well, humble yourself before Him. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there, as the old song used to say. Cast all your care upon Him. That word cast means to simply throw it upon Him because He cares for you. And He will see you through. The final question I ask this morning is this. What help does God give? Well, the help that God gives is all that we need. No matter what that help is, God is there to give it. I should say, no matter what that need is, God is there to give the help. Please remember that. No matter what your need is today, whether it is physical, spiritual, emotional, financial, whatever it is, God is there to help you. Again, take a look at our text, Psalm 124 and verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Now look at this. The rest of that verse says, who made heaven and earth? Stop to think about it for a moment this morning. If God made heaven and earth, and he did, and the Bible teaches us that he just spoke the heaven and the earth into existence. And if God just spoke the heaven and the earth into existence, just think of what he can do in helping you in your need this morning. So don't try to go throughout the course of this day or tomorrow or the rest of this week coping with your problem by your own strength. You don't have the sufficiency to do that. But your sufficiency is of the Lord if you know Jesus Christ as Savior. So call upon him. Ask him to help you, and he will. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I would encourage you to call upon his name and ask him to save you today. But then as a Christian, keep in mind that God's help is always available and unlimited. Psalm 46 and verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, God is always present, but when we're going through the troubles of life, he is there so close to embrace us. Without the help of the Lord, we would fail. But with the help of the Lord, we will always be victorious. Your help, beloved, is in the name of the Lord. Turn to him. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there and watch how God will help you today and then give him the praise for it. I want to thank you so very much for joining us this morning on the Living Truth broadcast. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.